Good morning. I wonder what the first thing you did was when you got out of bed this morning. Maybe you had a good stretch to loosen all those sleepy, stiff muscles. Our elongated miniature dachshund always, and I mean always, begins his day by giving himself a few aerobic exercises and stretching this way and that, though mostly longwise. Stretching is good for us, apparently. That's both physically and spiritually. This is because we're all like elastic bands. Sometimes we're left coiled up for too long in a cramped box, but we flourish more when taken out and stretched a little. We often think, enough, enough, that's enough, if you stretch me any further, I'll ping. We think we're being stretched to the limit, but then we discover our own elasticity. We can stretch more and more and more. The tension mounts because we know that if we stretch too far, then we will snap. But the thing is, we just don't know how far we can go before the disaster. As human beings, we have this wonderful elasticity, and we also have a built-in safety device so that we're alerted to the danger of pinging long before it is a reality. We find ourselves in a mental tug of war between our God-given cautionary alarm bells causing us to hesitate, and our God-given grit and determination pushing us on to risk more and more. The funny thing is that if we keep on growing, keep using our elasticity, then we find that our elasticity keeps growing too. Primary 7 limits are not primary 1 limits. God made us wonderfully well. God made us such that we enjoy a good stretch. So go on, stretch yourself today.